Istruzioni per la prova d'ascolto. Primo anno. Siete in sede di esame, quindi assicuratevi che i vostri cellulari siano spenti e non in vista. Siete pregati di scrivere il vostro nome e cognome su ogni foglio che vi sarà consegnato. Le risposte vanno scritte sullo stesso foglio delle domande negli appositi spazi. Il foglio protocollo va usato solo per gli appunti. Questo foglio va riconsegnato alla fine dell'esame, ma non verrà considerato nella valutazione dei compiti. Dovete scrivere solo con la penna blu o nera. È vietato l'uso del bianchetto. È vietata ogni comunicazione tra i candidati. Per qualsiasi problema, rivolgetevi alla persona docente. La prova d'esame del livello B1 consiste in 5 domande a risposta libera e 5 domande a risposta vero o falso. Dovete rispondere a tutte le domande. Non dovete scrivere in frasi completi, ma dovete utilizzare espressioni adatte alle risposte strutturate in modo corretto. Ad esempio, se la risposta richiede un elenco, seguite le forme corrette per costruire un elenco. Se la risposta richiede un'espressione breve, deve essere comunque costruita secondo le regole di grammatica. Potete prendere visione del foglio delle domande sin dall'inizio dell'esame. Avete 3 minuti dopo il primo ascolto per considerare e rispondere alle domande. Avete 4 minuti dopo il secondo ascolto per considerare e rispondere alle domande. E avete 5 minuti dopo il terzo ascolto per finire di rispondere alle domande. Qualsiasi problema di ascolto o tecnico va segnalato in questo momento.
Lin At's Listening Exam 3, Level B1, Winter 2014, Professor Peter Cullen. Text. The argument so far is simply that one cannot jump from no communication straight to conventional communication as we think of it today. When we visit a foreign country with a very different language, we can get lots of things done by the natural communicative acts of pointing and pantomiming, especially in collaborative activities such as transporting something together or in institutionalized activities occurring in shops or railway stations where common ground is solid. But we do almost nothing communicative in the vocal medium, other than express a few emotional reactions to things, and we basically never invent new vocal communicative conventions. We could theoretically invent new and arbitrary communicative conventions with our foreign friends, even in the vocal modality, but only if there was a transition period in which these arbitrary devices were used redundantly with other communicative devices that were more naturally meaningful. Or perhaps, if there were a significant amount of time involved, arbitrary communicative conventions could arise among foreigners implicitly across a transmission chain in which the originators used naturally meaningful gestures and later learners reproduced that usage without understanding its natural basis, typically because of some missing aspect of common ground. These are really the only two possibilities for the origin of communicative conventions, and they both involve an intermediate step of natural communication. Our overall explanation, then, is an evolutionary sequence in which we go from 1. collaborative activities, to 2, natural action-based cooperative communication, first within collaborative activities and then outside them, and then finally to 3, conventional communication, with perhaps some parallel developments in the latter two as natural forms of communication began being conventionalized and so became partially arbitrary, and also supplied a grounding for totally arbitrary vocal conventions. If one paints with very broad strokes, it is possible to characterize much animal social behavior as cooperative, as one might even say that herd animals cooperate by staying close together, thereby discouraging predators. But the human version of cooperative communication has unique characteristics, most clearly manifest in human cultural institutions, from marriage to money to government, which exist because, and only because, of the collective practices and beliefs of human groups.
You now have 3 minutes to consider and answer the questions on your question paper.
Lynn Atts Listening Exam 3, Level B1, Winter 2014, Professor Peter Cullen, Text. The argument so far is simply that one cannot jump from no communication straight to conventional communication as we think of it today. When we visit a foreign country with a very different language, we can get lots of things done by the natural communicative acts of pointing and pantomiming, especially in collaborative activities such as transporting something together or in institutionalized activities occurring in shops or railway stations where common ground is solid. But we do almost nothing communicative in the vocal medium, other than express a few emotional reactions to things, and we basically never invent new vocal communicative conventions. We could theoretically invent new and arbitrary communicative conventions with our foreign friends, even in the vocal modality, but only if there was a transition period in which these arbitrary devices were used redundantly with other communicative devices that were more naturally meaningful. Or perhaps, if there were a significant amount of time involved, arbitrary communicative conventions could arise among foreigners implicitly across a transmission chain in which the originators used naturally meaningful gestures and later learners reproduced that usage without understanding its natural basis, typically because of some missing aspect of common ground. These are really the only two possibilities for the origin of communicative conventions, and they both involve an intermediate step of natural communication. Our overall explanation, then, is an evolutionary sequence in which we go from 1. Collaborative activities to 2. Natural action-based cooperative communication, first within collaborative activities and then outside them, and then finally to 3. Conventional communication, with perhaps some parallel developments in the latter two as natural forms of communication began being conventionalized and so became partially arbitrary and also supplied a grounding for totally arbitrary vocal conventions. If one paints with very broad strokes, it is possible to characterize much animal social behavior as cooperative, as one might even say that herd animals cooperate by staying close together, thereby discouraging predators. But the human version of cooperative communication has unique characteristics, most clearly manifest in human cultural institutions, from marriage to money to government, which exist because and only because of the collective practices and beliefs of human groups.
You now have 4 minutes to consider and answer the questions on your question paper. You will then listen to the text one last time.
Lynn Atts Listening Exam 3, Level B1, Winter 2014, Professor Peter Cullen. Text. The argument so far is simply that one cannot jump from no communication straight to conventional communication as we think of it today. When we visit a foreign country with a very different language, we can get lots of things done by the natural communicative acts of pointing and pantomiming, especially in collaborative activities such as transporting something together or in institutionalized activities occurring in shops or railway stations where common ground is solid. But we do almost nothing communicative in the vocal medium, other than express a few emotional reactions to things, and we basically never invent new vocal communicative conventions. We could theoretically invent new and arbitrary communicative conventions with our foreign friends, even in the vocal modality, but only if there was a transition period in which these arbitrary devices were used redundantly with other communicative devices that were more naturally meaningful. Or perhaps, if there were a significant amount of time involved, arbitrary communicative conventions could arise among foreigners implicitly across a transmission chain in which the originators used naturally meaningful gestures and later learners reproduced that usage without understanding its natural basis, typically because of some missing aspect of common ground. These are really the only two possibilities for the origin of communicative conventions, and they both involve an intermediate step of natural communication. Our overall explanation, then, is an evolutionary sequence in which we go from 1. Collaborative activities to 2. Natural action-based cooperative communication, first within collaborative activities and then outside them, and then finally to 3, conventional communication, with perhaps some parallel developments in the latter two as natural forms of communication began being conventionalized and so became partially arbitrary and also supplied a grounding for totally arbitrary vocal conventions. If one paints with very broad strokes, it is possible to characterize much animal social behavior as cooperative, as one might even say that herd animals cooperate by staying close together, thereby discouraging predators. But the human version of cooperative communication has unique characteristics, most clearly manifest in human cultural institutions, from marriage to money to government, which exist because and only because of the collective practices and beliefs of human groups.
You now have 5 minutes to complete your answers. That is the end of the listening exam. Please stop writing. Put the question paper inside the note sheet and hand in your papers immediately. Thank you.